Little fucking bumlick while we're away. Mate, second we're in here. Oh, Theo, look how stupid he is.
Walks
fucking idiot.
Look how tricky he is.
Fucking prick. Get your ball sacks out. We're waffling. Right? We have made it back from New York to supply you with some quality content. Now, firstly, those that didn't watch the whole of the last episode, you have ruined your own life. Right, on level. Why, boys?
Because the ending of it.
The ending of it was probably one of the best moments of waffling history. So if you haven't watched it, the last like 6 minutes, the baby name segment, watch it. Very good. Now, Malfoy, you've got COVID, right? You're riddled with it. No, he reckons he's got hay fever, but he's got COVID. Now, the biggest thing that I now want to firstly ask you, are you going to now protect the public or are you going to continue living your life? Or do you believe...
I've got hay fever.
No, do you believe that anymore that we should? Because realistically, we're all over the pandemic. We all, like, it's moved on. We don't even talk about it anymore. Well, but people do still get it.
The UK are becoming the first country in the entire world to drop all laws. Basically, if you've got it, it's irrelevant now. It's like having the common cold. It is a bit outrageous. How mad is it, sorry, that we live through a pandemic?
Yeah, we've survived. We're back out the other side.
That is history.
Mate.
Think, like, our kids are going to be taught about the 2020 lockdown.
They'll learn about that in school.
Yeah.
But anyways, I got hay fever. Not ideal timing, I can't lie.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, no, do I sound like a gorm?
Well, no, you sound like you've got it. And by the way, on the streets of New York, right, every fucking block, there would be, like, COVID testing.
Yeah.
Things, really? And you could just tell it was just pure money-making scheme. There were people with, like, picket signs saying, like, fuck Joe Biden and things like, you know, anti-COVID people.
But then they did seem to take it more seriously. Like, there were still people wearing masks
Was it a practice? Do you have to wear masks?
No, we didn't have to. But the biggest thing that I'd wear a mask... The reason why I would wear a mask out in New York is fucking that atmosphere, those fumes... They're not a joke, mate.
He was complaining all day about
the air
quality.
Mate, my lungs are lined with, like, Mackie D's, like, fucking fumes.
I remember going... I don't know if you boys had this, like, going to London as a kid, I'd always come back with, like, black bogeys. Like, my nose... I would come back with, like...
Where would you go?
The air was so crap. That, like, I'd get, like, soot up my
nose. Soot? You'd get soot up your nose?
Boogers?
Wait, so why does that not happen now when you live there?
I'm used to it. My body's accustomed to the air quality.
Do you reckon that happens, though? Because I'd like to think, right, this.
It does happen.
Another little conspiracy I'm going to throw out there regarding hay fever. So, back in, say, caveman times...
Surely they didn't have peritone.
My guy, I don't reckon they had hay fever. Just like, obviously, with, you know, the oils that we eat nowadays... causes us to actually burn in the sun more, hence why we need... you're a pricks, mate. Why are you laughing at that? Why is that funny?
My egg sandwich is going to cause me to burn in the sun.
How's he turned out like this? What's that?
Wait, mate.
You definitely got dropped.
Fucking listen.
10 years and he's here wearing a tinfoil hat, I swear.
Okay. I don't even know what's fucking ridiculous about this, right? The concept. The fucking idea that there's stuff in our food that may cause us to rely on fucking other big pharmacy fucking pharmaceuticals, right? And I reckon there might be one for hay fever, i.e. why are we all getting worse and worse hay fever? Do you not think there may be something that we're consuming?
No, it's lattes.
Right.
Mate, think about it.
Are you actually just fucking...
Oh my,
little, like, I just believe everything and I'm a fucking snowflake pussy-o.
Wait, what am I about to say?
Fuck yourself, mate.
You're not snubbing at my...
This little prick as well, right? whoa. So basically, just me and Luke went to New York, right? All good friends. The second he's in front of you, he's like, let me just fucking gay up on you and go. He was agreeing with everything.
I called him out on this bullshit.
Little fucking bumlick while we're away. Mate, second we're in here. Oh, Theo, look how stupid he is.
Walks
fucking idiot.
Look how tricky he is.
Prick.
What? So
get a haircut.
You're saying we walked into that crap crystal shop where you spent $300 on that necklace that you're wearing, and I came out saying, fuck. Oh, that's a good purchase.
You did what?
Mate, so basically, this
is
the
guy was
brilliant.
Laughing at him.
He wasn't laughing at
me. He was.
Right, so basically, I don't know whether to bring this up because obviously a lot of our audience have said, stop talking about crystals. And it's like, I just think I'm going to just retreat,
mate. I prefer the Maldivite you always talk about.
Maldivite?
That is it, mate. The necklace form. But I'm just going to fuck it off because, like, I was just getting hate last week and, like, fuck them.
What do you think of this one? No, because obviously you come out with some batshit crazy stuff, but it's my turn.
Right. Go on.
Iced lattes laced with stuff that gives you hay fever.
No, you can't. How dare you?
No one drinks iced lattes in the winter and no one gets hay fever in the winter. How dare you snub your nose?
you're just shit.
No, but the hay fever thing, do you not think it's because, like, now they just used to live in the wild, surrounded by all this pollen all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about getting accustomed, right?
Really?
You've got an iron mask. No.
Iron man.
Could it be that? Yeah, either we're getting all... if we lived in the wild...
We're
No, I did not do anything.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Wait, let me just quickly say this. Either... the cavemen were all accustomed to it because they lived there all the time. Or is there something that is causing us to increase hay fever and we're all buying this same fucking hay fever tablet? I mean, it doesn't sound far-fetched, does it?
Mate, I went into the super drug store today.
Oh, here we go.
I couldn't get any. It's all sold out. So that backs your reasoning. Everyone's buying it constantly. I don't know.
Right. What should we talk about? You guys lead the conversation. Let Luke lead the conversation.
We had a really interesting...
Because if all I talk about is fucking mental shit...
I love it.
Let's see how entertaining your combo is.
Out in New York, we were going to put some of it to the test. We were going to go to a psychic and get a reading.
Yeah, I wanted to find one of those shit $10 ones that, like, would really try and make it look legit, and it was blatantly bollocks. But
we couldn't find a building that looked like safe.
Yeah, they all looked like you were going to get murdered. Yeah, it all looks a bit
fucked. So this Moldivite you keep talking about.
Moldavite.
We had some Donny comment on the last episode.
Yeah.
And he goes, 180 is a strange price, Joe. It's normally a fiver to 50 quid.
Well, it's not.
Depending on the size. For 100 or over, it would be really huge or new or really small and old.
Incorrect. What do you mean? Really they're all old. They're all 15 million years old.
The really old,
mate.
Ones that are 15 million years old sell for 1,000 plus with scientific authenticated docs and are usually kept in veils.
Think
she sold you a piece of 15 quid bullshit.
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he?
Look, you were worried about it not being authentic.
Yeah. But then you fucking do all the tests and you just realise how legit it is.
So you did go a bit batshit crazy this week.
I didn't go batshit crazy. No, do you know what? Let's just talk about something else.
No, the videos you sent. Because you were out under the full moon.
Yeah, I was.
Going.
But like, this this is boring. It's boring, mate. No, I get hate for talking about crystals. You lot hate it as well. So let's talk about your fucking, I don't know, playing Uno or whatever you lot do in your spare time.
Well, I spend all my spare time with you.
Okay, go on. What do you guys do? What do you guys have an interest in?
Last week, I asked to touch the stone.
Yeah?
And you shut me down.
Yeah, because it's not the done thing.
What about this one? Moldavite is very rare, as you said. It is rare. And now has run out and can't be sourced anymore. Great investment piece, Joe.
Yep. It's going up to $100 per gram by the end of the year. So I'm basically Bitcoin.
Per gram.
Per gram, mate. Per gram. So, yeah, I reckon I'm going to be in the money.
What is around your neck?
Neck is Moldavite, mate.
You bought more of it in New
York? I've got it in fucking necklace form. I think it's quality.
Is that the one you bought in NYC?
That is the one I bought in NYC. So it is.
Whereabouts was this store?
Oh, it was just out and about. It's called healthyline.com. Have a look at their website. Anyways, right, next up. We talk about New York, but can we bun the crystals?
Okay.
Right. I only want to talk about, like, actual shit.
I'm open to crystallization.
You guys have an interest in, rather than just me.
I find your point interesting. On everything. Okay. Like, because, speak of the like, conspiracy thing, right?
But any conspiracy I bring up, you just fucking say that it's mental.
It's like,
our audience actually want to hear us talk about conspiracies. But when you rubbish every single thing that's brought up, we just sit here and just talk about, like, the same shit all the time.
This is a legitimate one that, like, we discussed out there and we read quite a lot into. Weller was obsessed with 9/11 out there.
Why?
Because
it's like the home of it.
Did you go to
He didn't want to go in the museum, but we obviously went around.
Why didn't you want to go in the museum?
Yeah, the queue was big.
Did well, no, you get skipped a queue pass?
Yeah.
Skip the queue pass.
Oh, that is, honestly, the worst tourist.
But we went. No, we literally
did. We did go pretty much everywhere, but I just found obviously the whole 9/11 thing very interesting. How, just imagine being there. I can't help not stand there and look up at the fucking buildings and go, imagine a plane actually crashing into that.
Twice.
Like, it's fucking fucked. But yeah, anyways.
What do you think about the whole, was it Michael Jackson? Or no, who was it? Who's the Family Guy guy?
What?
The Family Guy guy.
Peter Griffin?
Yeah, the guy who voices him. Seth MacFarlane.
Michael Jackson.
I think MJ was also the geezer one.
What was going on?
So they were meant to board like that flight or be on that plane. And then like they got a phone call saying something and they were like, nah, I'm not going to get on this plane anymore. And they never got on the plane.
Shit.
Well, so you think it's an inside job? I mean, this is quite a common thing. Well, a lot of people...
I just think blatantly believing that it was just is maybe a bit fickle. And I think looking beyond just what they say in like the museum and what they just say it is, ain't fucking, you're not stupid for questioning it.
No, I agree. There must be more to the story because they did release a load of documents recently. I don't know if you saw the documentary on it. There was like, did you not see
the Netflix one?
The Netflix documentary.
You would like it.
Oh, you would love it. They released all this undisclosed stuff you've never seen before. But also, at the same time, it could just be a bunch of terrorists that took over a plane.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you see like the fact that they like went to the lengths of going to pilot school, hand-to-hand combat training.
Wait, they did like, what?
Like actual learning to fight.
Yeah, they were like trained pilots.
Like the terrorists that did it, allegedly fucking the lengths that they went to plan this whole entire thing just to kill themselves and obviously cause chaos, is nuts. Apparently, like what the main thing is that like the government were aware of it and just didn't intervene.
But what do you think?
Took out insurances and stuff, like coincidentally, etc. Everything else goes to fucking also, dust except the passports of like, I don't know, there's a few things that are just like, oh, that's interesting.
I do find that is one of the weird ones, right? The fact that like the buildings can absolutely capitulate, but like passports are just found on the floor.
Of who?
The terrorists. The terrorists. But everyone else is like mush or dust.
Completely dropped.
I don't know, it is weird. It is, yeah.
The thing I can't wrap my head around that is that like, you know, it's all well and good being like, oh, they knew and they didn't act or whatever, and like, you know, investment of money. But surely, as a human being, it doesn't matter what position you were a child at school once, you can't be like, yes, let thousands die.
But this is the thing, apparently, I was listening to Joe Rogan and he was saying how a few examples of when, like, the American government have tried sort of 9/11 type disasters before and failed.
Huh?
We need to fucking research those. Let us know in the comments if you know what I'm on about. But basically, it's not the first time that they've attempted a, like, on America disaster in order to open the gate to go to war with and get them into another country.
What the fuck?
So it's like, it's not completely far-fetched.
That side of it, I definitely find plausible. Like, I mean, let's be real. Like, they love invading countries and have done it for a long time. When there's like an ulterior motive such as oil, then like you can comprehend it. And like, yeah, we can't be naive. Governments do terrible things to their own people. Like, so I definitely think it is one of the more plausible conspiracies. But then at the same time, like I was saying out there, I definitely like to see the good in people and think that couldn't happen. And like they wouldn't do that.
But then again, I'm exactly the same. Maybe I'm naive, you know? Maybe I am.
You thought, like, The Rock wasn't on gear.
No, I thought that Usain Bolt was not on steroids.
Roger Federer?
Nope. Mate, he's my hero, man.
Yeah, I know, and that's what it comes down to. It's like, you look up to these people.
He loves the game.
And it's like, oh, yeah, they would never, because if they would do something awful like that, then that like that's my whole beliefs and trust broken. So it's almost like that's a big part that plays into it.
It just loves the game, though.
Yeah, but that you've got to accept. Okay, let's pretend we're not talking about you right now and another individual is saying what you're saying. You'd probably be able to go, oh, yeah, I can see where part of why they're like, oh, no, this person would never do anything bad is because they look up to them and they base a lot of their, like, you know, aspirations on what this individual has done. It means a lot to them. So therefore, that's why they just refuse to believe anything else, because they're comfortable in following them as their hero.
And it's the same way in, like, you see relationships where, like, one of them will cheat on the other, and, like, someone will tell, like, the person that, like, they've been cheating on them. But if the partner that has been doing the cheating doesn't admit to it, they're always like, well, I believe them. Because, yeah, like, you have that certain level of trust in people.
Yeah,
that
trust is a huge thing. The second you, like, this is where, like, the ultimate manipulators, like pedos and shit, the second they gain their trust, they're in, mate. Like gain their victim's trust. It's all about gaining trust.
How do you know about that?
How to be a pedo 101.
Not that I know, but, well, I see a lot of documentaries. No, I do.
Researching how to protect myself.
No. Basically, yeah, it's once you've gained trust, mate, you can fucking do a lot. Like, once someone trusts you, you can fucking manipulate the shit out of them. I don't do this.
No one said you did.
No, but that is completely true what you're saying. Like, we all have a certain amount of trust in the government. For some reason, I don't know. They've not given us any reason to, but we do.
It's better to trust someone at the start until there's a reason for you not to trust them, or wait until someone gains your trust.
Well, this is the interesting thing. It depends.
That's a great question.
How your previous hurt, right? Because it's like my age-old fucking anecdote. Once you touch the kettle and get burnt, you're not so confident about grabbing the kettle again. Well, you probably are, but, like, if you've been burnt, you're going to think twice before doing that thing, trusting that it's okay, right? So, yeah, I believe that you should try to trust people before, like, not assume badly of them, but it's very important to be aware of what could be. Mm. So you're aware of it. You're aware of the signs that they may be giving off and whatnot, but question everything, bro. I don't think you should take anything and just take it for what it is. Question fucking everything. Mm. Everything you're told, everything you read, everything you see. Isn't, you know, that, it's, there's more to what is literally put out in front of you.
Isn't that, who's the philosopher? Like, I am because I think. Is that the guy?
Fuck knows, bro.
Well, I did actually see an interesting comment on the last episode actually sort of about that. And it was something to do with, like, why the fuck are Theo and Luke mocking Joe about the vibration thing? And they tried to say, paraphrasing here, it was something along the lines of, don't be so stupid. Everything has vibrations. Everything is made up of elements. We're all vibrating right now. And he tried comparing, like, science to these rocks.
Now, we actually had
so you're bringing up the crystals again.
Well, no, it's quite an interesting debate.
Okay.
And I just thought it was clutching at straws a little bit, saying everything does have a vibration, but I think there's two different types of vibration.
We did have a similar debate to that out in New York. There are things in science that you can't see.
Gravity.
Yeah, like,
well, yeah. So that's the theory of gravity. Gravity's not proven, mate.
Yeah, and the Big Bang
just a
theory.
Or something. All these things that you go, oh, that's science. We know about that. It's just theories, right? All we know is that. It just falls down.
But a theory is quite strong with gravity, isn't it?
Well, there's...
Like, the further you get away from the centre of the Earth, the weaker your gravity pull is.
Well, okay. But, like, what's the point?
But, like, there's still no, like, explanation for it, I think, is the point. So, like, it could still be completely disproved.
Man.
Because it's not factually, like, there's no evidence to suggest it is 100% a thing.
But there's, what's the evidence in, like, certain other things? Like,
what is it? There's another comment I saw. What is your favorite thing about putting faith in these certain rocks? Is it?
It's not faith. It's not like a religion.
No, okay, maybe not faith, but, like, is it? Are you in charge of your destiny? And these are an aid.
It's just an amplification, mate. It's just an amplification of, like, what you're already putting out. That's how I see it.
Because I said, like, actually...
It's not a lucky charm, but, like...
Mate, let's just talk about something different. Like, how many times... Please, can we just not talk about crystals?
I had a really bad
weekend. It's boring. It's very boring for people.
They absolutely love it.
Mate, like, I looked at all the comments of, like, last week's episode. They're literally like, well, I just stopped banging on about crystals.
Oh, no, we
so
love
it's
it.
Literally, like, I bang on about it. Okay, yeah, it's funny. But then, like, once we've said it, we've said it. end of the day, you boys think it's like bollocks. I believe in certain things.
You shouldn't let the comments get to you like that.
I know, but it's more of just like, I'd rather talk about interesting things that we can all vibe with rather than like,
I would
just banging on about my own shit.
I would say I didn't have a panic attack.
Yeah.
But I was borderline on Friday.
Why?
Why?
I really was in a bad way.
Yeah, but what can bring on a panic attack? Because a lot of people, like, obviously I see people say, I had a panic attack. And there may be, like, no cause. And I'm like, that means certain thoughts can lead to it. So what brought it on for you?
I got incredibly nervous. I started reading about my Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I read there's a cut-off time.
For what?
Like, to finish it.
Yeah, you have to do it within a certain... You can't just go for 2 weeks straight.
I didn't know that.
What?
What? How long?
8 hours. And I know it sounds like a lot, but, like, my goal was to, like, make sure, like, you know, finish it. Don't worry about the time. And I saw the 8 hours, and like I went into panic. I couldn't sleep. I was in hell. I was like shaking. I was well nervous. I was like, fuck. I'm letting everyone down. I'm not trained enough. Why'd I have that burger? And I was like, I was in actual hell.
Yeah, but isn't this meant to be something that you enjoy?
Yeah, but my whole thing was like I could just complete it.
Well, this is that thing of like, you know, the no pain, no gain concept, right? You got to put in the work. You got to suffer now to be a champion later.
Yeah.
How far is like are you willing to go and is like actually a good idea to go to put yourself through pain and suffering in order to get that what is the result that is so worth it?
The thing is, like, I think I know that I've definitely trained enough, but I also know I can train more.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's definitely I could train way more and take it more seriously.
Right.
But I'm in this weird dilemma of I've trained enough, but I could train more and I've let everyone down.
Well, who have you let down? And you're not doing it for anyone else.
No, but...
You're doing it for you, Malf.
Yeah, but I don't want to let myself down. There's, like, family coming to watch.
They're coming to watch? Oh, yeah. Nah, you'll be fine, mate.
Nah, it's fucked. I was doing the maths. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be horrific.
Well, how long are you anticipating each segment
basically,
to take?
If I get through the swim, I think I'll be fine. It's just the swim. I'm terrified.
Isn't that the first bit?
Isn't that like only like the smallest bit as well?
1.2K, is it?
1.9.
You could just...
It's an hour 10... For the swim. And
the
I
body,
doing...
the mate, the body is capable of fucking all sorts. It's your brain that quits, mate.
This is what I'm hoping. Well, no, I'm the opposite. My body will fail before my brain.
Okay, wait. What, swimming?
Yeah.
How will it fail?
No, as in...
How can it fail swimming? You decide to stop swimming.
No, as in, like, it's in the Atlantic. And,
yeah.
And, like, I'll just drown.
Yeah, because you've decided to stop swimming. If your body fails, fairs, but I think, like, you'll show that you're able to grind it out.
My thing is, like, I know I can complete this, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's if you don't do it in 8 hours, you get a DNF.
Oh, mate, you don't want that to, you know.
Do you see what I mean? I'll complete it.
Yeah.
But it might not count.
Well.
And it's just like, why'd you do it then?
But it's better, mate. I actually saw this thing on Instagram. It's like, it's better to put yourself out there and be laughed at for not, like, doing well than to just sit inside and do nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's much better. If you get a DNF, fuck it, funny, good waffling chat, right? But if you get out there and actually prove that you can do it and you can fucking smash it, regardless of how nervous you're feeling, mate, that's only going to build you up so much more. And in, like, attacking everything else in your life.
I'm also hoping that, like... When I did the last triathlon, like, I just smashed every PB I've ever done. And every time I perform under pressure, I'm relying on just like my inner within.
Yeah.
Which is just to exuberate.
It will.
That's what I'm literally praying, like, please, body.
Well, it will. I mean, like, think how many people are out there that almost want to say, like, oh, yeah, I have done an Ironman. Like, you'd all like. That'd be cool to say. Like, that's a fucking sick conversation.
I have done an Ironman and did not finish.
Yeah, you don't have to say that bit. Like.
Are you getting it? Is it all being, like, properly filmed?
Oh, yeah, filmed documentary.
You got to pass. You got to finish.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Imagine all that and then just you, fuck it. And then it didn't help that I was alone this weekend as well.
What do you mean alone? What, girlfriend's ditch?
Did you go out Thursday night before you were at Ascot?
Oh, I did go at Ascot.
That's why he wasn't feeling good the next day.
Oh, because you got smashed.
And then you said on the Friday, you were very anxious, panic attacky.
Oh, no, not like, no, didn't, no, I didn't, if that's what you're referring to.
No, but I mean, even like anxiety.
Anxiety is the worst.
Really?
Yeah. I had it sometimes where, you know, you wake up and you just think, fuck.
Oh, mate.
And your whole day is like ruined.
Drinking, it's fucked. Oh, I don't like it.
It is. I got a big week of drinking ahead of me after Glasgow.
Yeah, fuck that.
You don't drink anymore, do you?
Well, I have beers. Yeah, we've got like a couple bevs.
We got munched out.
Yeah,
in
yeah. That and
oh,
the...
and on the flight, to be fair.
Oh yeah, we're only way.
Did
to
he
survive.
Take advantage?
It was
of
the
free
only way.
Alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the only
hey,
way
he
to get
did
through
as well.
It. Yeah, it was the only way to get through it. It was nature.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, I mean, well, how long... you have to realistically when you're on a plane, right? Okay, so I was editing for a good couple of hours. Battery dies. What are you going to do then? Stare at the wall. Right?
The film selection was awful.
Film selection was dead as. Bum the games. I mean, like, you had, yeah, that football game.
The game on the way back
was.
Mate. Oh, mate.
But, like, yeah, so out there and on the plane, you're just thinking, right, there's only one way to naturally get through this.
And you're like, you're uncomfortable. You're not like, yeah. It's not like sitting
we
on your sofa.
We weren't in business or anything. They didn't sort us out. It was literally, you've got to get through this in a stress position. Because that's what it is, essentially. Like, when you're sat up like this, that is a stress position. Your brain is... No, your body is fucking tense in areas.
I can't sleep.
Bun that. I can't sleep on planes.
No, neither can I.
Bunners.
Nah,
wait,
yeah.
So you just got bladded?
You have to.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to. But, like, you know what I mean?
Nah, it doesn't. But it did make it... I mean, before I knew it, the flight was done.
Well, yeah.
Like, once we really got stuck in. And then we were gonna hit the tune.
Yeah, but it was... Yeah,
took too long to get back.
Bunners. Last time I was bladded on a plane, the electrics failed and we had to turn around and had an emergency landing.
That was to LA, wasn't it? From Hawaii.
Can you imagine? You're drunk in your plane.
And they're like...
Electrics fail. And they go,
Brace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the electrics have failed? Huh?
Yeah.
We are going to be turning around and flying back to an emergency landing in Honolulu. Fuck that. So where did you go out in New York?
Mate, how much would you spend on two drinks? What's the most amount of money you'd spend on
in
two,
New York?
Two vodka cranberries.
£30.
$87,
fuck
mate.
Off.
Mate,
$87.
In a nightclub called Tao.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to Tao.
How rich are, like, those ex-CAD boys? Like, on level, how rich?
I don't know, but, mate, you think about it. Didn't what? They hire out Times Square?
They hired out. Apparently, it was, like, $75K yeah. to hire that billboard for, like, the 45 minutes it was on. I mean, yeah, it's a mazza. And, like, obviously, in the fucking club after, you know, 20 bags on champagne.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, Ross Clark, like, how's it, what are they sitting on? What? I try and think, like, what are they sitting
are they
on?
Sitting
what
on?
Would you say? Go on, surely you know.
Sure, I have no idea. Mills?
Mills.
It's got to be, if you're dropping
it's not
going to
be bills, millions, no. innit?
If you're dropping 20 bags.
It's got to be like 5 mil.
On a table.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that made me even more annoyed that I just spent $87 on two.
But
bills.
Apparently, right, so obviously they hired a few different YouTubers from around the world. Now, where do you reckon are, like, the cheapest YouTubers to hire, and where are the most expensive YouTubers to hire?
Cheapest?
Yeah.
UK?
No.
No.
It's literally the opposite. Wow. I don't know about America. They
did
weren't.
They get American YouTubers?
No. Which is weird.
Couldn't afford them.
Really?
Well, Americans are the most... It's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, in the UK, a brand deal in the UK in America bid five times.
What? Oh, it was five times more.
Yeah,
than
I once got
everything is so commercialised.
I
out
once
there.
Got accidentally emailed, like... You know when you just get a load of emails sent to you, like, for brand deals? Mm. Someone had replied with, like, CC'd, like, entire everyone it had been sent to originally. So I could see this whole email chain of this American YouTuber giving them their rates to this brand deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, like, 800K subs. It was, like, similar to me. And she was charging $100,000 for a video.
Holy shit.
Fuck. We need to Americanize the audience.
What the fuck?
Hey, guys.
Wait, I was CC'd in that email. I was like...
Yeah, did you bump up your rate?
They didn't reply to me.
fuck. But yeah, like, no.
They spent all their budget on her.
Apparently, so they hired an Indian
YouTuber.
Indian YouTuber and South American with, like, tens of mils of subs. And apparently it was, like, cheap. Like... They weren't expensive to hire,
but
and they got a lot more out of it.
In India, there's like a billion
well,
people.
Well, this is the thing.
So it's different. Yeah, like, 10 think... million in India is like 1 million in the UK.
No, because arguably they're more influential.
Like, over Southeast Asia, think the price of things, like, say, like in Thailand, you get like a full meal for like 60p. I think, so I wonder if
rates,
it works out like that.
Like, I know in Australia, the CPM is mental because everything in Australia is really expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
But no, I would have thought, like, somewhere like India, where you do have such a small concentration of people, it would actually be more expensive because, obviously, like, no. Say, like, you're more influential to UK, like, British people, because, like, you know, they just, you understand each other better.
Well, here's the thing. Does the fact that I'm a British geezer, like, in the way that I talk is very British. Does that limit me to only really connecting with those that are in the UK?
No.
Because think about this, right? Is some, like, I don't know, Taiwanese fella understanding, like, even our lingo? Like, is there anyone from Taiwan? Like, our expressions are very British, mate.
Oh, yeah, mate.
And
mate.
I'm just, yeah, even saying mate. But, like...
Yeah, but it's even, like, the sense of humour where, like, we have grown up with, like, British humour.
In between us.
So, like... It's hard to connect on that level because they might not understand it the same way that, like, it's meant to be understood.
Well, even Americans don't even say mate.
Like, when they use like mating, like a mating call.
Would you like to go mate? Would you like to go mate?
You should go mate.
But like, I mean, for example, I don't find like many, I couldn't watch an American comedian.
Why? What?
Well, you mean Kevin Hart?
They're not funny.
I don't like Kevin Hart's stand-up. I love him in movies and stuff.
Yeah, to be fair, I can't watch American anything. It just doesn't appeal to me. I mean, I watch... Like, if it's intended to be comedic, like, obviously, I'd listen to, like, Joe Rogan or whatever. But if it's comedic, it's got to be British, mate.
Yeah.
Like, for me, personally, to appeal to my senses and my... God.
So when you're doing something like you, where you're, I guess, you're the umbrella term for your channel would be comedy... Really, like,
or, mate, I
or how like, how you started
entertainment,
how you...
general entertainment.
Yeah, but it would still be like comedy. Would
yeah,
be
yeah,
a
yeah.
Part
that,
of
that runs deep within. I'll be real.
That's why, like, it, you know, it's probably not easy to connect with an outside audience as much. That, you know, a lot of different cultures will understand our humor, but just you're limited still.
You are.
I was listening to the True Geordie Logan Paul podcast.
Yeah, what's the same?
And they were talking about some fights coming up, rumoured opponents.
What?
Geordie was talking about it with Logan Paul.
Okay.
Yeah. So the rumours are Jake Paul versus...
Tommy
Fury.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
On the 6th of August.
Right, Ras Clark.
Madison Square Garden.
Nice.
Then they were saying KSI versus Alex Wasabi.
Oh, is that who he's facing?
That's who they would seem to think.
Is that because he needs
wait, a comeback fight
first?
Logan obviously is a business partner of JJ, so he's likely to be quite a reliable source.
Well,
if they told him about
it. He didn't say about it. Geordie was saying
Geordie knows.
Yeah, Brian was saying it, yeah. He was saying it's the rumours are, and the other rumour was like, Logan Paul wants to fight Dylan Danis.
Yeah,
boring one.
Dylan Danis has been desperate for a fight with one of them for ages.
But they're it. Nothing beyond those fights, i.e. once JJ beats whoever.
Oh, and then he was saying, I think the crescendo will be JJ.
What, really?
I mean, it has
they're
to be.
Brian was saying, like, there's just so much money in that fight. Why would you not do it?
How much do you reckon is in that fight for both fighters?
Logan was saying he thinks if that fight happens... It will be the biggest fight of the decade.
Yeah, but financially, how much are we saying?
Oh, mate.
100 mil each.
100M?
Do you reckon?
I reckon it's got to be near
biggest
that.
Fight of the decade? Yeah.
Well, if it's the, sure. If it's,
and
it's got to be more than 100
I think
mil
the,
then,
the
isn't
only
it?
Fight that would be bigger than that.
Fury AJ.
Is Fury AJ.
Yeah.
And I like, I know that might discredit boxers.
To YouTube is the biggest fight that there
but,
can be, basically.
Logan's but that
like,
is a
oh,
fact.
I need to get on the undercard.
Oh my God, you're getting paid massively on that. Might make my comeback.
Yeah, yeah but...
Oh, when we all make a comeback?
when we're out in New York... Oh, yeah, swear to God,
let's fucking fight.
Yeah, if you two...
I'll fucking...
You could smash a fucking...
If you secure me 7 figures, yeah. I'll do it.
A mil?
Yeah.
Okay, what if you're quarter of a mil?
Mate, he'd do
no,
it.
No, thank you!
He'd do it for 100K.
Okay, 100K. You can have 100K, but
yes,
I...
Yes, you would
okay,
do
okay
it.
How would you feel about this, right? If I was getting paid 10 mil and you got offered a mil...
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, you got off at 100K.
No.
Why?
Because
100K,
like,
man.
Realistically, it should be 50-50. If my idea, your video.
Your idea.
If Malfoy said, I'll do it, but I want you to pay me 900K, so he gets a mil, you walk away with 9.1.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. He would do it if it was 6 and 4.
Six and four.
What's that?
Six mil, four mil. You still do it.
Oh, yeah, 6 mil is 6. I literally don't give a fuck what you're getting paid, yeah. As long as I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
But you did, you got messaged.
No, I do want to look after you, though. Like, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I mean,
no,
like,
no, you don't care about how much
you get
paid.
If you were getting more than me, I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't care.
As long as I'm getting racks, mate.
As long as we're getting 7 figures. Yeah.
You got messaged out in New York.
Oh, by Austin McBroom messaged me.
Ooh.
Being like, can you fight on the card?
It's like, late notice, mate.
It's in like, it's in 8 days, mate. I just literally replied with, "What's the bag, son?"
Did you
like, actually? I was like, "What's the bag? Just fuck the bullshit. What is the bag?" And he's just like, "How heavy are you?" And I was like, "Oh, this weight. What's your phone number? Like, just tell me the bag." He's just not telling me the bag. So, but this made
say
me...
you want 500k.
Oh no, but he... 100 mil. No,
he won't even be getting that, surely.
Yeah, no.
Is I mean, anyone
think,
watching this?
It basically led me to think this, right? Is Austin McBroom against Gibb going to sell out the fucking crypto, formerly the Staples Center, but the crypto center, whatever it's
who
called.
Else is on the undercard?
Don't know. You should. That's the thing. We should all know.
Yeah, we should
if this
know.
Card is big, we would all know, right?
It's an American event, isn't it?
But I basically, I'm just like, they need fucking like someone with the selling power, right? A fucking sniper rifle or something. Do you know what I mean? Like someone, I think they need someone on the undercard to beef it out. And what happens, like, in this instance, if no one turns up, how do the fighters get paid?
It all gone to escrow.
Escrow? What
has
is it?
It has to. After how much, like, with the thing, what happened, what was that event which, like, went to shit and no one got paid?
Behind the gloves? Nah, that's a YouTube channel.
Hello, the gloves?
YouTube versus TikTok? I don't know.
You know the one that was crap?
The MMA one?
Yeah, no one got paid. No.
Clash of Clans.
Content creators?
No, I don't know. Clash of Content.
Yeah, I know the one you're on.
After that, I reckon, like, if Liam's in charge of Gibb, it's in escrow. Like, he's getting paid no matter what.
Yeah.
So for Gibb, win-win. No one shows up, who cares?
Yeah. But like,
I'm going to be there. I'll be there going,
you're going out to LA?
Well, I was already on holiday out there.
In LA?
I was going to go to Orlando, but I thought, should we just change our holiday to California?
Yeah, what is the deal, like, with... Is everyone, like, because it does make sense for there to be a budget for them to take the whole of YouTube over there.
I don't think there's a budget.
A budget?
Isn't that what happened for Jake Paul versus Gibb?
No.
Did we all just pay for ourselves?
Yeah. Oh, I told you, mate, ever since the boxing started, I'm in minus figures. heavily minus figures,
actually. Yeah, it's not ideal. But I don't know. I mean, it should be a good event. Who's going to win?
Surely Gibb.
The thing is,
if it goes to points...
Oh, no, did you see the...
What?
Someone came out and said basically, like, if it goes to points, like, McBroom will win.
He
runs the event. He's the CEO.
He's the CEO. He's employed that one of the judges, right?
Gibb is going to fight the CEO of the boxing company.
So he's fighting him. It's literally, like, ridiculous. So he can't let it go to points because McBroom will win. But surely Gibb, his whole entire fighting style is... knockout pressure. I'm gonna smother you.
And he's got so what much I will drive say, behind him now.
Yeah, he does.
Austin did look very good in
He did look silky.
Did he?
He beat the shit out of that idiot that he was fighting.
Yeah, he looked like a comprehensive boxer. Like really? I can't lie. And obviously, last time when Gibb went against Jake, he obviously was someone who was composed and able to pop shots. And he couldn't handle that.
I think
so that's the only worry.
I think he's. I think sure he's a learned, lot better now. He's learned a lot from his mistakes. I think.
Hopefully, I mean, you'd like to think so. You'd like to think. Like, okay, so just to play devil's advocate, obviously, hope Gibb wins. Like he has to. We want to see him move on.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, Wagwan. Is this the end of the road for Anderson Gibb?
Nah. Because he's not a YouTuber in boxing anymore.
He's a boxer.
He sees himself as a boxer, yeah.
Yeah, well, yes, I guess that's what you got to do. That's part of, like, if you're going to be something, it's not like, oh, I want to be this. It's, I am this. Yeah.
Okay, but then, all right, so in the same context, if he's now a boxer and he's lost to Jake Paul, which you sort of understand, and then loses to Austin.
He beat Bryce Hall.
Taylor
Holder?
Yeah. Taylor Holder.
Holder?
Yeah, no, okay. He did, but it's like, if you're referring to yourself as a boxer, there's not a credible win in there. And then what I'm saying is if you then go and lose...
Well, he beat Taylor Holder.
There's not a credible win, is there not?
Taylor Holder
any good?
He was decent, yeah. He won on points. And the only reason he didn't win in the fight because the judges were biased and they were cheating.
Was it blatant?
It was obvious. Yeah. Do you remember, like...
Gibb won that fight, hands down. There was no question about that.
But I think Taylor was all right. He was decent.
Yeah.
And it was a pro fight. You know,
exactly.
Not
first
a pro win.
But then you've got Austin, who's now won a fight, and Gibb loses. That's my point. So, like, Taylor hadn't fought before. So that it was just against, like, someone with no fighting experience.
So this is someone who's now nearer the level of... I can say Jake Paul's at the top, like, it's someone that's done, had a fight before, yeah, looks good. Okay, this is an actual test. It's an away day, though. That's the only thing. Surely we all just turn up wearing stonies, like an actual treat. Like, an away like surely we actually,
the badge.
Like, proper, like, British. Why not?
We'll rock when it, looking up Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
When even is it?
30th.
It's like next week.
30th of July.
July. Oh,
30th? I thought it was next week.
No.
Or is it not?
30th of July.
I was chatting shit.
Yeah. Why are you saying it like July? What's that?
It's like the gulag. The gulag. I feel like that's where that's come from.
The gulag, the July.
Yeah.
So would you... I think now you've got a bit more notice.
Yeah. What's the bag, mate? Like, literally, for that sort of fight, it's not going to be, oh, it's my passion, my passion to fucking go there and do that. It's going to be like, how much am I going to be given? And then, like, right, does it make sense with my other things that I'm going to be earning?
If we don't now have a number by next week, I don't know what happened, but we need a number.
What?
Austin.
A figure. Austin Muck Brimmers. What are we saying, bruv? Get these boys on the undercard as well. Like, surely. Mate, if they offered you 50 bags, you just surely just me versus you. Like, on level.
That would be a quality.
Get beat up in front of people.
No, mate, on the undercard of Jake Paul versus KSI, we should fucking do it. Take a dive, son.
Imagine, obviously.
Mate, imagine you beat me. Imagine you beat me.
Would you train for it? You'd have to.
I have to.
Burgers,
I
mate.
I can't go in and look surely, with tits, can I?
Surely we just turn up. No. I think we take that fucking seriously and it makes sense.
For that
being like the absolute top of, what's it called? The crescendo of YouTube boxing, to have the beginning there as well. Oh my
it's
God.
It's like gone full circle.
Yeah,
it's
that is, oh mate, let's do it, bruv.
For the bag.
And then I'll just fucking nip off to the commentary table to commentate the main event.
From the canvas.
Live from hospital, we've got Willa.
Oh, mate, what would you actually do, yeah?
If I got clotted by you.
Oh, that's the end of the podcast.
Oh, mate, I'd never be able to show my face again. No. No, mate, what if you just clart me? Like, dominate me!
All it takes is a lucky shot.
Oh, you've just been battering me this whole time. I go, whooshing!
Yeah, and then you go... Yeah, and it's just one of them is where it's just like dead body. What if you killed me in the ring? Go on, live with yourself, mouth. Go on.
No, I'm not going to have to throw a punch now.
Scared
of him.
Well, I didn't hit him because I was scared of killing him.
Yeah, just think about that when going into the ring.
That is
I don't like boxing, to be honest.
Why? What don't you like about it?
The no head guard. Yeah, I don't like the idea of getting punched in the face.
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Like,
it was weird though. Like, I remember training for mine. Like, it actually got to a point where you'd like people would opt to not wear a head guard because you can't see as much, so you'd be sparring just normal head. Like,
fine by me.
What?
Be blind but have protection.
But wouldn't you almost rather it would have been better to train with it? Because then you're used to the lack of vision.
Yeah, that's true, because we obviously had to wear a helmet in our scrap, which is, it's annoying.
Did you not wear a helmet?
Yeah, we had to
when training?
A lot of the time we wouldn't.
Really?
We wouldn't. Nah, because it's annoying. It's in the way.
You have to train game realistic.
I know.
Ooh.
I know, but it's also like, oh, you're toughing yourself up.
Listen to white noise.
Oh, bollocks, mate.
The other fight, obviously, is...
What?
Tommy versus Jake Paul.
Now, that is a fight I really want to see.
Can we go personally to that? Oh, to New York again.
Sorry, why are we not just...
When is it?
Hang on a minute. I don't want to sound pretentious.
Yeah.
And a right big fat tosser. We should be getting front row to every fight.
I'm not going to lie. What, me and you or the whole of the YouTube?
Two.
Mate, me and you should. If only
come as a free now.
In some sort of contract with the world. It should have been like any YouTube fight, we should be ringside seats.
With ringside,
we actually should ringside. Like it does make sense for like an overall investment by like whoever's putting on the event to have the YouTube community there fucking putting it all over Instagram. Like it makes sense as an investment
and like a respect.
So
respect.
You want them to like pay for your flights and accommodation
and pay us.
Yeah, just like basically ringside and just fucking launch us over there. I mean, it makes sense on that fight. Oh, this would be the only thing because I was meant to work on the Tommy versus Jake Paul BT broadcast.
What happened?
The fight didn't happen.
Oh.
So, like, so I'll probably, I mean, I would have thought I'd be working on this one.
Would you not rather go there and watch
it? I would, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it depends what the bag is.
Surely they can send you to New York BT, report live.
I'll just be like, mate, can I report live?
They'll
be like,
do you need another reporter to report live?
I mean, it does make sense, doesn't it? So, well, who else going to talk about Jake Paul? They
tell me
know.
About your stance.
The reason why I'm put on there is because, like, obviously I know about the Jake Paul YouTube boxing thing. Like, if they had, like, David A talking about it, like, he's not going to be as knowledgeable as, like, one of us schmucks.
But you could get him as, like, a secondary guy to provide the expertise.
Sí, es la verdad. Pero lo que quiero hacer es jugar un poco de fútbol.
So, Tommy Fury.
Sí.
He's the brother of Tyson.
Yeah.
He has everything to lose.
Massive,
is that
massive.
Why Jake Paul wins?
Well, it's the pressure situation. It's the same. I mean, the world already knows the situation. It's like pressure versus talent. Only his head is going to beat him. That's who only ever beats us, mate. Our own head.
Shit, man.
But do you reckon Jake has the ability to beat him?
Surely. Yeah. 100%. He can throw hands. And Tommy takes punches when he fights. If one of them Jake Paul ones that seem to obviously have power connect, teapot. Whereas Tommy, it's like, he will be hearing, oh, you're not as good. Oh, you're not that good. Oh, what have you got done? Mate, that could capitulate a man.
Family.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally getting told he'll get disowned from the family. I mean, it's not what you want, really. How would you deal with that situation?
Not what you want, really.
It's not what you want, is it? How would you deal with that situation if you're getting told all that bollocks? Like, you know, I think people feel like when they talk about a fight, like these guys are just right. They have their attributes and that's it. They just turn up. And it's almost like quite robotic with how it plays out. Nah, mate, so many, like, what are those fighters doing right now? What are they seeing being said about them that may have long-term effects when they go into that ring?
Mate, imagine before your fight.
Yep.
If you lose this, you're getting disowned.
Yeah, Jenny's like, you're not coming over with us if he beats you.
That is an awful thing to say to
your
son.
Yeah, that's hell. But I reckon in their family, they say a lot of awful things. That's awful for me because I'm not used to hearing that thing. If they say that sort of shit all the time, then it may just be like, oh, yeah.
It may actually be a motivator.
Yeah, it's just sort of like the sort of shit. Like, I mean, I can imagine they say that. Oh, you're not part of family anymore if you do that. Like, yeah. I don't know. I can just imagine that sort of thing. I'm not saying.
Then the other one, which they were talking about on the podcast, was apparently KSI versus Alex Wasabi.
Yeah.
Who wins that?
Surely JJ. Just his aggression is ridiculous, mate.
Yeah.
Who's like, Alex just
the
way
the geezer. The American.
He fought Deji, the one that beat Deji.
So it's like a redemption arc.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like that. I just think, like, KSI just froze mentally and Wasabi can't even get near him without just getting scared.
Destroys him.
That's what I would have thought. If it doesn't go that way, I'll be very surprised. Like, the size, like, JJ's a big beast, mate. And
he looks in good shape.
Yeah, he just looks like grr. And I feel like fucking Alex.
Weeb.
I just think JJ could push him over. And I think that's the sort of shit he needs to lead on him, be fucking rough, throw him to the ground, do a couple of legal manoeuvres. Fuck it.
That's an exciting few months ahead of us.
Loads of exciting things happening. What else is there? AJ against Usyk on the sport of boxing.
That's soon, isn't it?
No, that's 20th of August it's been announced for. So it's in Saudi Arabia. Obviously, they're getting the bag. but like, basically, AJ, he'll be willing to die for this fight. Like, legit.
If he loses,
his entire legacy is at risk here.
Yeah, if he loses, he's done out.
But it's just whether that even matters.
Oh, yeah.
Will he be known as a
no
fraud?
Coming back.
Oh, shit. By a lot of people, yeah. That, and that's the fact. Even though he's not a fraud.
No, he's not.
But the fact is, where do you think he is?
No, I don't really follow boxing.
Okay, but yeah, like the fact is,
I think that'd be a shame if that's how his legacy ended. Yeah, because he was brutal, like when he was just relentlessly knocking people.
What about
out?
When he turned up to those kids? AJ turned up to those uni students' apartment to give them a talking to because they were chatting shit. Did you hear it? Did you watch that?
Because I sort of respected it.
I respected it.
I thought that was good. I think there needs to be that element of like, mate, if you chat shit. He didn't fucking fuck him up, which a lot of people would.
Mike Tyson did to someone.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Tyson would. But you got to realise that you can't just be a cunt and expect no repercussions.
That's the issue of these days now. Like, everyone thinks they can chat shit over camera and over keyboard, but in real life, they try and do it, but they're like, oh, shit, nah, wait, I'm not behind a keyboard, I'm in real life.
Well,
And you're going to get AJ on you.
You're going to get, well...
Mate, I bet they were fucking trembling when that happened.
Well, mate,
oh, sorry, Anthony!
He's a big fucker as well. He's like 6'7". Just standing next to him, you're literally like... It's like a horse. No, you know, like when you're next to a horse and you feel a sense of intimidation, you feel like that thing can trample me. You literally feel like AJ can trample you when you're next to him, like legit.
Humongous.
Yeah, he's a big
But like Mike Tyson did actually do it on a plane.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have done that. He should not have done that.
Why?
But like, at what point, right? At what point? At what point, mate, is he meant to not do anything?
You, mate, you can't. Your hand is a registered weapon. You can't then on a plane go and knock someone out.
Is he, now he's retired, is it still a weapon?
Surely.
Does it count as a weapon? Well, I mean, look, like, if
he had to do there was turn around and say, mate, if you don't stop, I'm going to fuck you
up. But he must have.
He's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He is Mike Tyson. You've said it. That's what Mike Tyson would do. It's like where he's, the era he's from, mate, you talk shit, you get smacked, right?
He didn't need
to use
his fists.
It's like older people that are brought up around like using certain terms that are now considered racist or offensive. If that's how they're ingrained, there's certain things that I guess like they just do and say, and which is a bit dodgy because you like to think people can learn.
But surely this guy would have, if Mike Tyson turns around, if Mike Tyson turns around to you on a plane and says, if you say one word to me, I'm going to fuck you up.
But he's a drunk idiot. Imagine that idiot.
Oh, mate.
He when he's drunk, he'll see you say anything.
His tattoo is staring at you in the face.
I'm an idiot. I wouldn't fucking say anything to Mike Tyson.
This guy on the plane, idiot. Idiot. Actual idiot. He started on Mike Tyson. Who does that?
Yeah, because there was also, did you see the video going around? Like, just speaking of boxers being, like, fucking hard.
Oh, mate, the security guard.
Yeah, the security guard.
That is quality.
Yeah, that is quality.
Like, obviously, roll the clip if you can. So this geezer's obviously chatting pure waffle. Wow, he's trying to fight. Yeah, he's trying to fight
little
everyone.
Little
and obviously, like, you know, the security guard, he didn't want to just instantly try and fuck some of them up. Like, fuck him up like a lot of them do. They try to just instantly go for
fisticuffs.
They were
actually being pretty good. They were like, go away now,
and it just got to a point where kaboom. And I think, like, that's an interesting concept. Like, when is violence justified? Is it ever justified? Should we ever use violence? Like, cause I was thinking, mate, like, the idea of, like, parents smacking their kids to tell them off, that's actually fucked, mate. Mm. Like, that is actually fucked. Like, the idea of smacking a little kid.
But 20 years ago, it weren't.
Mate, it's just the done thing.
Literally 20 years, not even that long ago.
Like, completely normal, but, like, what are you ingraining into that individual? Like, even, you don't smack people to try and make them behave. Mm. Oh, it's fucked.
But even the security guard, like, obviously he was an ex-boxer, wasn't he? He was an ex-boxer.
Yeah,
he'd had a fight. He lost to Tyson. Like, he had a fight against Mike Tyson.
Well, he wasn't a sparring partner.
No. He had a professional fight in London with Mike Tyson.
Shit.
But, like, he was backing up. He was, like, backing up, starting. His hands were backed up. Yeah. You know, he wasn't going to do anything. And then this geezer, like, went for him a little bit and went bang.
Well, yeah.
But, like, his mate was even worse. It's all, mate, you sit time and time again.
Oh, he was
his mate was like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then as soon as he got flattened, his mate was like, why did you do that for?
He didn't need to do that.
I was like, mate, you literally just said, what are you going to do? Your mate got flattened. Mm. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah. And I think, here's the thing, right? Violence is, like, such a senseless, mindless thing. But there is a point where, like, if it's you getting hit or them getting hit, make sure it's not you. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but it's like that thing of like what Will Smith did. Like, he hates himself for what he did there.
Yeah, but a lot of people are like,
yeah, but why is he being a cunt and someone else using violence not?
Chris Rock made a joke. Yeah. And he went up in front of millions of people and just slapped him.
So the thing of like,
Chris Rock was never like threatening him with violence.
If someone's smaller than you, because that security guard, I mean, realistically, could have restrained him.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, could have restrained him. Someone a lot smaller than you, like, I know a lot of people, to us as a crowd, it's almost like, yeah, you hit him, fucking yeah, justice is served.
He could have died.
I reckon that security guard, there's an element of him that's like, oh, I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, yeah, like, the big, like, if your ex-boxer that's that big, like, so much bigger than him, like, if he fucking cracked his head, knocked him out, and then his head
hits the
bounced
ground.
Off the canvas, nah, not the canvas, the fucking
the concrete
pavement
floor,
and kills him, like, what are you saying then?
It definitely would have been better for him to restrain him. Like, especially, there was a huge size difference.
Yeah, it's just mad, because I think we, like, when you're not involved, it's like, yeah, you almost want to, there's something about, like, violence that's, like, entertaining for us. Well, and especially when you see, like, justice is served, yes, but, like, well, yeah, I don't know.
It's not a new thing. It's not a new thing. Back in gladiator times.
Oh, mate, it's fucked, isn't it?
People literally fed people to the lions.
Yeah, mate.
Like, they had slaves. They go fight and kill each other for our entertainment.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That is a bizarre concept.
But like, it's not a bizarre concept.
It's actually human nature.
Mate, boxing still exists.
Yeah, boxing is that.
We watch people beat each other up. Maybe not to the extreme of killing in
MMA is basically even worse. Yeah. Going to that is
fucked.
But that's
hate
all it is. It's gladiators. Yeah. Just without the lions and, you know.
Yeah, but
death,
like fighting to the death is a bit different. It's the same concept,
thousands of years later.
Yeah, but would you go to a boxing match knowing that at the end of it, one of them's going to be dead?
But it's different times, man. It's different times.
I mean, I wouldn't go, no.
No, fuck no.
I would not go.
But like they used to just love it. I mean, even like the torture, like fucking going London Dungeons, right? You see obviously like how they'd just be hung and like as they're being hung, like a crowd just round, like cheering, like, yes!
Yeah, but like, you know,
fucking
like,
entertainment.
You know, the whole stoning thing.
Yeah, public stonings in
people,
Saudi Arabia.
People just like go and like chuck stones at this Donny's head until he dies.
Mate, that still happens to this day.
I don't know if it does, though.
Oh, mate.
Mate, it does. I know for a fact.
He was part of it.
No, no, but like, my dad got invited to one once. He was doing work out in Saudi Arabia.
What, come to this stoning?
Yeah.
Mate.
He obviously didn't go.
That is actually fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I just can't imagine it.
But it's like, even, you know...
But then, imagine that person is a paedophile that's just fucked a kid.
Oh, well, that's the thing, like, in so obviously in the minds of the people, like, doing it, throwing those stones, it has got to be something on the level of being a pedo, being something awful, like raping kids or something. But, in reality, it may just be like, this person's gay. This person...
Yeah, well, out
this,
there, for
this
sure.
This woman tried to hold hands with her partner. I don't know, like, it's actually quite, like, ridiculous stuff. Mazza, really?
Yeah, no,
it
but
is a Mazza.
I like the idea of that. Oh my god, it's just.
But the other torture methods, like obviously London Dungeons again, like obviously you know when you go London Dungeons and then they pick you to they pick certain people to like perform like, yeah they pick me, right? And it's oh now we're gonna like, obviously they snip your cock off, and he did a joke where he was like, oh for every inch there's a snip, and he just did one snip.
On your cock.
He did a joke.
Yeah, he's like making
get away
out,
from my cock.
No, making out like I've got a 1-inch cock. Anyways.
Oh, I get it now.
So yeah, like actual snip.
So they used to take off an inch of the cock at a time.
Yeah. And then like obviously grabbing the tongue and twisting that shit.
Oh
like you just
do you know what the worst one is apparently?
What?
Putting like a thin
no, oh yeah, they do that.
The nails.
They use
no,
like
no, I really
they
don't
use
want
bamboo.
That, thank you.
Don't
no,
they?
I really
they
don't
go,
want that.
They go
mate,
up
also
there.
The one where you'd slowly get pulled and pulled.
Yeah, the
pulled.
Rack. Good old the rack.
Mate, yeah, well, have you seen? Fuck. Did you ever see? Because that's what happened to Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, Guy like, Fawkes got murked.
Have
mate.
You seen his signature before and after, like being?
Well, how can he sign
what?
Anything?
Wait,
no, when he yeah, whatever that stretchy
he got
thing
rat,
is.
He got stretched out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and like, you can see it on Wikipedia, so if you are listening, watching, you want to check it out, you can see it on there, just type in Guy Fawkes. And it's like, he's got such a nice, clean signature before and then after, it's like a child writing.
Surely he got
yeah,
dislocated.
Wait, but how,
like,
yeah,
where like
how
all his joints are so fucked and...
No, but he then got hung, drawn and quartered.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, after that. Like, he got loads of shit.
So when you get hung, drawn, and quartered, you hung first?
Until, like, yeah, to an element. For like,
dead?
Yeah, and then they take your heart out, drip it over your head.
While you're alive?
And then...
No, you're obviously dead.
Well, to the point at which you're... They hang you until you're not quite dead.
Oh.
So you have to go through the pain of that. And then it's like, yeah, quarter you, rip your intestines out and everything like that. And then it's cut you up and send your body parts to different areas of the country as, like, a... Yeah.
It's fucked, man.
It's pretty fucked. And when they put the heads on sticks and stick them on London Bridge and, like, birds would come and eat them, eat the eyes. Yum.
Isn't it? But if you think about it, in the grand scheme of the entire world, like, how old is it? We were looking at it the other day. Like,
what, the world?
No, the world. 100 years.
How old?
I know.
Like, 15.
How old? No, don't say. How old do you think the Earth is?
Well, I know dinosaurs were around like 15 million years ago, so I can like 6 billion years old.
But dinosaurs are 65 million years ago.
Oh shit! Really? 6 billion?
4.5 billion.
Oh, that's quite close then. Only 1.5 billion years away.
Yeah, so it's like 4 billion, 4.5 billion.
Right, and only what 150, 200 years ago, we were still like. Like prosecuting people
well,
in that
our,
way.
Our, yeah. Our rate of evolution is like this.
Well, that made me jump a little. But no, no. No, it is true. How long have we been around, humans?
26.
Oh. What are we?
Oh, that's the thing. They think, right? So I was listening to another Joe Rogan podcast, and like they think, and it's documented that humans were X years old, but really they've found like. Remains of individuals and stuff from like way before. Ooh. And it's just like basically all of the history that is just like, yeah, this is what we're going with happened.
Not true.
A lot of it's just probably very inaccurate. And do you think one day, right, they're going to invent technology that is able to completely recreate history, like, and tell us exactly what happened? Like, surely they're going to develop something that is able to like 3D print or whatever
surely
exactly
as well.
What occurred.
I'm busted for a wee.
Like,
but
immerse you in, like, virtual reality.
You know how you look at a star?
Yeah.
You're looking into the past.
Yeah.
If correct. If you reverse it, if we go far enough away from Earth, won't we be looking at 15 million years ago?
Fuck, yeah. And if you use, yeah, if you use a telescope that's long enough to look,
I know,
you could actually see Earth also, from back then.
Oh, my God. Imagine this. You attach a piece of string to Earth, okay, and you go 15 million light years away, and you're still attached. You're attached to Earth, but you're looking at the past.
But remember, you'd have to get there quicker than the speed of light.
Mate,
in
honestly,
order for that to...
I'm going to wee myself.
But you could see the string that's in front of you, but yeah, the string would slowly disappear.
The string is attached to present day, but you're looking at the past.
Yeah.
But you would have to travel
there. So you're in two places at the same time.
Yeah, that is
time travel. That
is true. Granted, if you you'd have to travel faster than the speed of light in order for
that
to
work. I've just solved time travel.
You would be.
So yeah, you just got to be quicker than the speed of light.
And have a bit of string with you.
And just have a bit of string. Well, yeah.
Hey, take that to NASA.
Lads, I've made an exciting discovery.
Well, a lot of the UFO fucking sightings. Is this another joke?
Here we go.
No, I don't want to hear about that.
We should get Brian Cox on the show, by the way.
Oi, I would die
die if I don't wee as well.
That would be incredible. Do you know Brian Cox?
I don't know Brian Cox.
Oh, mate, you'd love it.
He would answer all your questions.
Yeah, no, he would love it. What? You would love it. It would be fascinating.
He's a scientist.
You know Brian Cox?
We're looking to seeing him. We'll get him on. We'll get him on.
Well, like all the guests we get on.
Like all the guests. Anyways, that is that for this episode. Be a really, really good one. Last week was probably better. So just go and watch that one if you haven't. It's more funny. But anyways, we'll see you in the future.
Or in the past.
Hope you have a good life. Bye.